Now, Peter said, "Where are you going, Lord?"
路呢？怎么说
？What did Thomas say？
我们不知道你到哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢
？We do not know where you are going. How do we know the way？
菲利怎么说
？What did Philip say？
你把父向我们显现一下，我们就满足了。
Just show us the Father so that we can be satisfied.
犹大不是讲卖耶稣的犹大。
This Judah, which is not the one that Jude.
另外一个使徒
another disciple
他说主为什么向我们显现不向世界上人显现呢
why do you only reveal yourself to us but not to the world
他们大家都说了
they all said
他刚才说我要去不多时还回来这什么意思啊
and he just said that he wants to go and in a little while he would come back what does that mean
到了最后一天晚上他们还是不明白
In the last night, they still did not understand.
他们没有启示
because they did not have revelation.
但是感谢赞美神
But we thank and praise God.
当我们主复活之后
after the resurrection of our Lord,
我们记得主就开启他们的心窍
We remember that God opened their heart.
把从摩西五经先知的书和诗篇的话制作他的都给他们解明
He explains to them all these words in the Pentateuch, the Psalm, and the prophets. Regarding him,
就说当圣灵来到的时候
，The Lord says, when the Holy Spirit comes,
他要把一切的事、关乎的事指示你们。
He shall instruct you all these things.
有许多的话，我现在不能对你们说。
Many words I cannot speak to you now,
因为你们听不进去。
Because you cannot hear.
但是当真理的圣灵来了
，But when the Spirit of Truth comes,
他要引你们进入一切的真理。
He shall lead you into all truth.
他要荣耀我。
He shall glorify me.
弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
我们看见主复活升天圣灵降临之后
We see when the Holy Spirit comes after the ascendance of the Lord
这些的门徒他们有启示
All these disciples they received the revelation
他们也有信心
They have the faith
当彼得是一个人站起来说话的时候
When Peter stood up with the 12
他们的见证是何等的有能力
Their testimony was powerful
他们见证主的复活
They testified to the resurrection of the Lord
因为他们看见复活的主
Because they have seen this resurrected Lord
他们为做这个见证吃许多的苦
For the testimony they suffered much
但是他们欢喜快乐
but they were joy inside
他们认为说他们蒙恩配为救主的名受逼迫
they count themselves as worthy to be persecuted for the Lord
你看这个感觉完全不同
you see this is a completely different feeling
这样的人就是主的见证人
such man is the witness for the Lord
这个是我们在旧约和新约里头所看见的榜样。
This is the examples that we see in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
如果我们回到神的话语的里面去
，If we go back to the Word of God，
我们看见也是同样的情形。
We see the same thing.
我在这里只提一点点。
I just want to mention a few.
第一
，The first，
我们要为主做见证，我们必须要与主同行。
First。In order to testify for the Lord, we have to walk with the Lord.
因为在约翰福音告诉我们说
，Because the Gospel of John tells us.
在约翰第十五章
，John chapter 15.
他说圣灵要为我做见证。
He says the Holy Spirit is going to testify to me.
你们也要为我做见证。
And you shall be my witness.
因为你们是常与我同在的。
Because you have always been with me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
虽然今天我们不能与主像当时的门徒在地上同行。
Although we cannot be walking with the Lord as the disciples did at that time on the earth.
因为我们的主已经升天了。
Because our Lord has been ascended.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
今天我们与主的同行比当时的同行还要好。
Today we can have a better walk with our Lord than that time.
那个时候他们不过与主一同个别在那里走。
And at that time, they can only walk physically with the Lord individually.
他是在旁边的 side by side. 他们在哪里走
？And they are walking side by side.
但是现在呢
？But now,
现在主已经住在我们里面了。
Now the Lord dwells in us.
我们也在他的里面。
And we are in him too.
所以主在约翰十五章说。
So the Lord says in John
15, 你们要常常住在我的里面。
You have to abide in me.
我就常常住在你们里面。
And I will abide in you.
这样你们就能多结果子，叫我的父得着荣耀。
And you can bear much fruit to glorify my Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们在这里一再的在那里说。
Here we say it again and again.
我们要为主做见证。
We want to testify to God.
我们必须要常住在主的里面。
We have to abide continually in the Lord.
不错，我们是在主的里面。
Oh, yes, we are in the Lord.
神把我们放在基督的里面。
God put us in Christ.
但是既然神给我们有这样的地位。
But now that God has given us that position.
我们在经历的上面，我们要常常住在主的里面。
In our own experience, we have to dwell continually in the Lord.
我们要常常与主有交通。
We have to have continuous communion with the Lord.
人怎么能常住在主里面呢？
How can one continually abide in the Lord?
有人说你要常常读圣经就常常住在主里面了。
Some says that if you read Bible often then you live in Christ.
有人说你常常祷告就住在主里面了。
Some says you often pray then you live in Christ.
你常常聚会就住在主里面了。
Some say you come to the meetings you live in Christ.
但这些都是很好的方法。
All these are good means.
也是应当做的事。
Are what we should do.
但是真正要常住在主里面。
But in order to trulyAbide in the Lord.
在约翰一书第一章第二十七节。
In the first John chapter 1 verse 27.
在那里就把这个秘诀告诉了我们。
The secret was given to us.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按照恩膏的教训住在主里面。
The anointment which you have received from him abides in you, and you have not need that anyone should teach you, but as the same anointment teaches you as to all things, and is true and is not a lie, and even as it has.Taught you, you shall abide in him.
弟兄姊妹，你在这里看见。
Dear brothers and sisters, here you see.
神把恩膏放在我们里面。
God has put the anointment in us.
我们知道这个 anointing, 这个恩膏就是圣灵。
The anointing is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit lives in us.
他常住在我们里面。
He abides in us.
他是 permanent residence.
He is a permanent resident in us.
永久居留。
Permanent residence.
他常住在我们里面。
He permanently dwells in us.
主说他要与你们同在。
And the Lord says he will be with you.
他永远不离开你们。
He will never leave you.
你可以叫他担忧。
You can grieve him.
你可以消灭他的感动。
You can quench his movement.
但是你不能把他赶出去。
But you cannot chase him out.
他是常住在你里面。
He abides in you.
他常住在你里面做什么呢？
What does he do when he abides in you?
他就是要教训你怎样常住在主里面。
He will teach you how to abide continually in the Lord.
恩膏在里面一直教训我们。
The anointing keeps teaching us.
在我们里面。
All in us.
有的时候有微小的声音。
Sometimes there's a tiny voice.
有的时候里面就是一个光，好像发了。
Sometimes there seems to be a light.
有的时候，就是好像就开车的刹车一样，它在那里勒住一下。
Sometimes it's a brake breaking us.
有的时候它在里面催促一下。
Sometimes it's an urging.
它在里头教训我们。
Sometimes it teaches us.
我们要按照圣膏的教训。
We have to, according to the anointing.
如果我们顺从恩膏的教训，
If we obey the teaching of the anointing,
我们就常常住在主的里面。
Then we abide continuously in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
一个要为主做见证的人，他必须有个 abiding life， 他是常常住在主里面。
A witness has to have an abiding life. He continuously abides in the Lord.
第二件事，
The second,
就是启示。
Revelation.
我们已经说过一点了。
We have mentioned a few.
我们看见在使徒行传的里面。
We see that in the Acts.
保罗的见证。
The testimony of Paul.
在使徒行传记载了三次。
He mentioned three times.
凭着两三个人口做见证，句句就定规了。
And every matter is established according to the mouth of two or three.
他的见证是什么呢？
What is his testimony?
他说，亚基伯王啊。
He said,King Agrippa,
我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
在神那里是启示。
In God, that is the revelation.
他启示给我们。
He reveals to us.
在我们里面所看见的是意象。
In us.Inside what we see is the vision.
意象不是指说你眼睛有点柔软看见的东西。
The vision is not what you see with your naked eye.
是在你灵里面你看见了。
The vision is what you see in your spirit.
保罗在大马士的路上。
On the way to Damascus.
他看见了个天上来的意象。
Paul saw the heavenly vision.
他看见我们的主乃是升天复活的主。
Paul saw our Lord is the risen Lord.
他是万有的主。
He was the Lord of all.
他是高高在天。
And he is high up there.
没有什么能抵抗他的。
Nothing can resist him.
没有什么能违反他的旨意的。
Nothing can violate his will.
他看见这个荣耀的头
He see this glorious head.
在地上有一个宇宙的身体
He see that on the ground there is a universal body.
所有信他的人
All who believe in him
都是他身上的肢体
Are members of his body.
那个联合是那样的一
That union is that much one.
你如果摸哪一个肢体就摸了这个头
If you touch any member you're touching the head.
你为什么逼迫我
Why do you persecute Me.
你在哪里逼迫我的门徒，就是逼迫我。
When you persecute my disciple, you are persecuting me.
因为主和他的教会是合一的。
Because the Lord is one with His church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
从他看见那天上的异象之后
，Since he's seen that vision,
他说从那个时候开始
，He said from that time on,
我没有违背那天上来的异象。
I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
神给我们启示
Lord, God gives us revelation.
我们看见异象
When we see the vision,
不是光叫我们欣赏欣赏
It is not for us to be admired.
神启示我们
God reveals to us.
我们里面看见
When we see it inside,
乃是要我们来遵行
So that we will obey.
我们要把这个异象行出来
We have to walk this vision out.
当然是圣灵主的恩典在我们里面。
Of course, this is the anointing of God inside.
但是我们要降服在主里面。
But we have to surrender.
这个意象就控制了保罗的一生。
And this vision dominates the whole life of Paul.
他的生活，他的工作。
He's living his work.
都是这个意象在那里控制他。
All are dominated by this vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天我们有没有天上的意象
？Today do we have this heavenly vision？
我们有没有违背天上来的意象
？Have we been disobedient to this heavenly vision？
最后
，Lastly，
当然我们在启示录十二章看见
，In the Revelation chapter 12，
弟兄胜过那控告者
，The brothers overcome that accuser，
是因羔羊的血
，By the blood of the lamb，
和自己所见证的话
，And the testimony of his word，
他们虽然至于死，也不爱惜性命
，They do not love their life until death。
我已经说过了。
I have said,
这一般的人并不是比其他的人好。
These people are not better than others.
并不是他们完全。
They are not perfect.
他们也有软弱。
They are weak.
也有失败。
They have failure.
但是他们相信羔羊的宝血。
But they believe in the blood of the lamb.
他们看见宝血的功效。
They see the power of the blood.
他们常常天天被宝血洁净。
And every day they were cleansed by the blood.
他们没有过夜的这个罪恶。
They do not have this sin overnight.
没有过夜的内心的失败。
And they do not have this failure overnight.
他们
When they fail, they go immediately back to the blood.
所以他们一直是洁净的,
so they are clean continually.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
他们有见证,
they have the testimony.
他们能见证说话,
they can testimony and give words.
到他们的话出来的时候,
when their word comes out,
背后有属灵的实际,
there is spiritual reality.
他们说耶稣是主,
they said, Jesus is Lord.
耶稣实在是他们的主,
Jesus indeed is their Lord.
所以他们的话是有能力的,
so their word is powerful.
你知道在使徒行传有件很有趣的事情,
you see there's an interesting story in the book of Acts.
在以弗所有一些的人,
and some in Ephesus,
他们是赶鬼的,
and they were ghost busters.
他们是犹太教的人,
and they were the Jews.
这个犹太的这个教里面祭司长的七个儿子,
and they were seven sons of a priest of the Jews.
他们也是在那里用咒语来赶鬼的,
and they used the curses to try to chase out demons.
他们看见保罗奉主的名在那里赶鬼,
they saw that Paul was chasing the demon by the name of the Lord.
是非常灵的,
and was very effective.
所以他们觉得说, 这个五洲啊很好,
so they feel that this is a good way.
所以他们也在那里, 他说我奉保罗所传的这位耶稣的名叫你出去,
so they swear the same way. They said by the name of the Jesus that Paul proclaimed, that the ghost you go out.
这个鬼怎么说呢?
What did the ghost say?
他说保罗我认识,
the demon says to Paul, I know.
主耶稣我也认识,
the Lord Jesus I know.
你是谁呀?
But who are you?
这鬼就跳在他身上,
the demon jumps on them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们要有见证的话,
we have, if we want to have the word of testimony,
里面一定有实际在哪里,
we have to have the reality.
没有实际,
no,
没有效力,
no reality, no effective.
所以这一般的人,
so on this group of people, the Lord is a true Lord in them.
所以当他们说话的时候,
so when they speak,
就胜过了仇敌,
they overcome the enemies.
并且他们有一个态度,
and they have an attitude.
他们虽然至于死, 也不爱惜性命,
they do not love their life until death.
因为他们宝贵主的见证,
because they treasure the testimony of God more than their own life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
在这么后的时候,
in this last day,
仇敌用生命来威胁我们,
the enemy is threatening with life,
用生命来叫我们妥协,
and they want us to compromise by threatening our life,
叫用这个生命来叫我们倒下去,
with the life the enemy forced us to fall.
但是这一般的人,
but these people,
他们爱主的见证过于他们自己的生命,
they love the testimony of God more than their own life.
实在说来,
actually,
见证这个字,
the word testimony,
有这原因在希腊文里是 martyr,
in the Greek it says martyr.
这个martyr就是今天英文里头的 martyr.
The martyr is the same martyr in English today.
意思就是说他们见证到一个地步, 把他们的生命都放进去了,
it says that they give testimony to an extent that they give their own life.
所以见证人都是殉道者,
so all the witnesses are martyrs.
不一定用死来殉道,
they may not martyr by death,
但是你每天的生活在那里殉道,
but your life is a martyr's life.
但是你是一个殉道者,
but you are a martyr.
哦弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果今天我们没有那个殉道者的灵,
if we do not have a spirit of the martyr,
我们就不能做主的见证,
we cannot be his witness.
所以感谢赞美主,
but we praise and thank the Lord.
在这里给我们看见说神呼召我们,
here we see God calls us,
我们蒙神的恩典,
and we receive his grace,
叫我们能答应这个呼召,
so that we can answer his call.
不错,我们想到自己的时候战惊恐惧,
yes, when we think about ourselves we tremble,
我们觉得说我们不配,
we feel we are not worthy,
我们也不能力,
we are not, we can't,
但是感谢赞美主,
but we thank the Lord,
因为他配,
but he is worthy,
他也能,
he can,
我们神所要求我们的,
what God requires of us,
不过是一颗的心,
it's just a heart,
愿意,
willing,
放在他的手里头
，be put in his hand，
他的恩典能完成这个工作
，his grace can accomplish this work。
最后
，lastly，
我愿与弟兄姊妹交通一点我们的见证。
I would like to fellowship with you our testimony。
你知道保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书这样的说
，You know that Paul says in the Second Thessalonians，
我们的见证你们也相信了。
Our testimony, you have believed.
我们的见证。
Our testimony.
这个当然，帖撒罗尼迦前书写书的人三个。
And there were three authors of the first Thessalonians.
保罗、
Paul、
希拉、
Silas、
提摩太、
Timothy。
所以保罗说我们的见证。
So Paul says our testimony.
是不是就是保罗、希拉和提摩太的见证呢
？Is that just the testimony of Paul, Silas, and Timothy.
我们知道这个事
We know that that is true.
因为他们三个人是同心合意为主做见证
Because they in one accord gave the testimony for the Lord.
但是我们知道保罗说我们的见证的时候
But when Paul says our testimony,
他不是光只说他们这三个人
He's not only referring to the three.
他是只做众使徒们的见证
He refers to the testimony of all the apostles.
他也是制作教会的见证。
He refers to the testimony of the church.
所以我们的见证就是教会的见证。
So our testimony there is the testimony of the church.
神的见证。
The testimony of God.
就是耶稣基督的见证。
It's the testimony of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的见证。
The testimony of Jesus Christ.
就是我们的见证。
It's our testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们知道不知道有我们有一个见证呢
？Do we know that we have a testimony?
耶稣的基督的见证今天成了我们的见证。
The testimony of Jesus Christ today is our testimony.
耶稣基督的见证不光是客观的事实。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is not only an objective fact.
也成了一个主观的经历。
It is an subjective experience.
因着启示和相信的缘故。
And through revelation and faith.
这一个事实叫我们摸到了那个实际。
This fact leads us to touch the reality.
所以那一个事实在我们里面起了变化。
So the fact is changing us within.
叫这个见证成了我们的见证。
So that the testimony becomes our testimony.
这个我们的见证是什么呢
？What is our testimony?
我们的见证并不是见证我们自己啊。
Our testimony does not testify to ourselves.
保罗在哥林多后书这样的说
Paul says in the second Corinthians
我们不是传自己
We are not preaching ourselves
我们是传耶稣基督是主
We are preaching that Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord
不错
Yes
我们要把自己敬于个人的良心
And we have to recommend ourselves to the conscience of many
当我们在那里传福音的时候
But when we preach his gospel
我们要把我们自己敬于个人的良心
And we have to recommend ourselves to the conscience of many
因为人在那里听我们福音的时候
Because when they listen to the gospel
人就在那里测量我们
And they are measuring us
如果我们在他们良心里头通不过
If we cannot pass their conscience
他们就不肯接受我们的福音
They will not accept our gospel
我们是为耶稣基督做见证的
And we are testifying to Jesus Christ
但是人在是哪里看我们的
But men are looking at us
如果在人的良心里对我们有问题
If they have questioned to us in their conscience
我们的见证在他们身上就不发生作用
Our testimony is not effective on them
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
虽然是这样
Although this is the case,
但是我们并不是见证我们自己。
But we are not testifying to ourselves.
我们并不是告诉人说，你看我是怎样的一个人。
We are not telling people what a person I am.
我的知识有多么的高。
That how much big knowledge I have.
我的认识是多么的深。
That my knowledge is so deep.
我是多么的属灵。
And I am so spiritual.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果你在那里见证的时候，人所看见的是你。
If when you are giving witness. witness when people only see you.
而不是你做见证的主。
But not the Lord you're trying to testify to.
你就做了一个反见证。
And you become an anti-testimony.
我们所传的是耶稣基督是主。
We are proclaiming that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
人虽然在那里听我们。
When people listen to us,
在那里看我们。
They are watching us.
在那里接受我们。
And they are touching us.
他们在那里在那打量我们。
And they are measuring us.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他们里面所得到的影响是主不是我们。
But the impression they got inside.
他们
把 Lord not us.
他们把我们忘记了。
They have forgot us.
但是他们记得我们的主。
But they remember our Lord.
这一个是见证。
That is the testimony.
这一个是我们的见证。
That is our testimony.
我们的见证不是把人吸到我们身上来。
Our testimony is not to draw people to us.
我们是把人指到基督那里去。
We point people to Christ.
哦，他必兴盛，我必衰微。
He shall increase, I shall decrease.
这一个是真正的见证人。
This is a true witness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们在这里做见证。
When we give testimony.
也不是见证教会。
Not to testify to the church.
为什么？
Why?
因为教会是个见证的器皿。
Because the church is but a vessel for testimony.
教会是个金灯台。
The church is a golden lampstand.
你不要把这个金灯台装弄得那么美丽。
You do not adorn the golden lampstand.
叫人只看见这个灯台。
So that people only see the stand.
而不看见那个光。
And they forget seeing the light.
灯台唯一的用处就是把光高举起来。
The only purpose of the lampstand is to raise up the light.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brother and sister.
我们也不是见证教会。
We are not testifying for the church.
教会本身并不是一个见证。
The church itself is not a testimony.
教会是见证主耶稣。
The church gives testimony to Lord Jesus.
当人来到你们中间的时候。
When men come among you.
他们看见神在你这里。
They see God is here.
他们就扑倒敬拜神。
They fall to the ground and worship God.
这一个是见证。
This is the testimony.
不是说看见你们人那么多。
Not that they see there are so many people here.
你们那么的兴奋。
And that you are so zeal.
你们有那么多的工作。
You have so much work.
甚至有许多的爱心。
And you even have so much love.
有许多的劳苦。
And so much toil.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and
sisters. 如果我们离弃了起初的爱。
If we have left the original, the first love.
我们堕落了。
We have fallen.
因为这个不是我们的见证。
Because this is not our testimony.
我们的见证就是主在这里。
Our testimony is the Lord is here.
我们的见证就是说主在这里做我们的主。
Our testimony is Lord is here and He is our Lord.
你们无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会。
Wherever you are, when you have two or three meetings,In my name,
我就在他们中间。
I shall be among them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果主不在中间的话。
If the Lord is not there.
这一个是虚空的虚空。
And this is just the vanity of vanity.
如果神的儿女聚集。
When God's children gather together.
而不是尊主为主的话。
If they do not honor the Lord as supreme.
不让主掌权的话。
And do not let him have the dominion.
是人在那里掌权。
But man has the dominion.
是人在那里出主意。
But man gives ideas.
是人在那里活动。
But man gives the activity.
甚至也是掺杂的。
And even it is mixed.
这个就失去了见证。
And this you have lost the testimony.
人来到我们中间。
When man comes among us.
他们应当看见主。
They shall see the Lord.
他们应当遇见主。
They shall meet the Lord.
叫他们扑倒来敬拜主。
So that they can fall to worship him.
这个是我们的见证。
And this is our testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天也不是见证某一段的真理。
We are not today testifying a particular a section of the truth.
虽然是真理。
Although that is the truth.
也是正确的。
It is also accurate.
甚至于我们也有经验。
Even though we have experience of that.
但是我们不是见证一段的真理。
But we are not testifying to that truth.
我们是见证所有真理背后的那个实际。
We are testifying to the reality that is behind all these truths.
主耶稣说，我就是真理。
Lord Jesus said, I am the truth.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
在圣经里头，真理是单数的。
In the Bible, the word truth is singular.
不是 truth, 是 truth.
It's not many truths, it is truth.
我们今天说有许许多多的真理。
And today we say there are many, many truths.
但是圣经说只有一个真理。
But the Bible says there's only one truth.
圣灵要领你们进入一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit is going to bring you into whole truth.
All the truth.
All the truth.
这个 truth 是单数的。
This truth is singular.
文法讲来讲不通。
And it's not easy to explain it in the grammar.
但是在实际上是如此。
But in reality, that is so.
因为真理就是主。
Because the truth is the Lord.
真理是真理的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the truth.
真理就是实际。
The truth is reality.
并不是道理。
It is not a doctrine.
今天道理很多。
There are many doctrines.
头头是道。
And every kind of doctrine.
但是这些的道理。
But these doctrines.
只能叫我们的头脑长大。
Can only expand our head.
不能叫我们的生命改变。
Cannot transform our life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
真理是能叫我们改变。
The truth changes us.
主耶稣说你们要认识真理。
Lord,
真理叫你们得到自由。
The Lord Jesus says, you shall know the truth, and truth should set you free.
你们要认识神的儿子，神的儿子叫你们得到自由。
If you have to know the Son of God sets you free.
所以我们在这里看见说
So here we see
我们的见证不是见证某一段的真理
Our testimony is not testified to a particular section of the truth
我们也不是见证圣洁
We are not testifying to holiness
虽然我们相信圣洁
Although we believe holiness
我们也不是见证灵恩
We are not testified to charismatic
Spiritual gifts. 虽然我们也相信灵恩
Although we believe in spiritual gifts.
我们也不是见证受浸
We are not giving testimony to baptism.
虽然我们也受浸
Although we are baptized.
我们也不是见证教会
We are not testifying to the church.
虽然我们相信教会
Although we believe in the church.
我们是见证主耶稣基督
We testify to Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
道理叫人分散
Doctrines divide people.
真理叫我们合一
Truth unite us.
因为真理是我们的主
Because the truth is our Lord.
所以什么是我们的见证呢
So what is our testimony?
我们的见证就是耶稣基督
Our testimony is Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们感谢赞美神
We thank and praise God.
在这么后的时候
In this last age.
神还在那里呼召一番见证的人
God is still calling his witnesses.
我们感谢赞美神
We thank and praise God.
因为在我们这么后的时候
Because in this end time.
一面说来是最艰难的时候
On the one hand, it is most difficult.
但是一面说来是最蒙恩的时候
But on the other hand, this is the most grace.
因为我们接受了历史历代圣徒们所经历的那个见证。
Because we have accepted, received the testimony that that witnesses through the ages have experienced.
我们这些都是我们的产业。
All these are our inheritance.
所以今天耶稣基督的见证在我们身上是丰富的。
So today, the testimony of Jesus Christ is rich in us.
比19世纪更丰富。
It's more richer than the 19th century.
比18世纪更丰富。
More richer than the 18th century.
我们今天是接受了所有的丰富。
Today we have inherited the whole fullness.
我们对耶稣基督基督的见证的这个启示是比从前更清楚的。
The revelation to us regarding the testimony of Jesus is more abundant than before.
因着这个缘故
For this reason,
我们的责任也更大。
Our responsibility is greater.
究竟我们有没有好好的为主做见证
After all, have we been good witnesses for God?
我们的见证是不是掺杂的
And is our testimony mixed?
我们的见证是不是软弱的
Is our testimony weak?
我们的见证是不是不完全的？
Is our testimony incomplete?
保罗说我们有违背那从天上来的意象。
Paul says I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我们是不是遵守意象中的一点，但是违背了另外的一点？
Have we been obedient to one part of the revelation but have violated the other?
是不是我们遵守了基督耶稣的见证？
Have we been obedient to the testimony of Jesus Christ?
凡是遵守这个见证的人有福了。
All who have been obedient to this testimony is blessed.
因为我们知道，我们在地上见证的日子并不太多。
Because we know the days for us to be His witness on the earth is few.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
我们的主快要回来。
Our Lord is coming.
巴不得当他回来的时候。
We hope when He comes.
他说你是一个好的见证。
He says that you are my good witness.
你实在为我做了见证。
You have truly testified to me.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们的神，你是怎样为着你的儿子做见证？你差遣你的圣灵来住在我们里面，也是为着你的儿子做见证。
阿门。
主啊，今天你把你的见证托付给你的教会，托付给我们。我们的主，我们仰望你。我们仰望你的恩典来扶持我们，叫我们在这一个地上，在我们的日子能为你做美好的见证。主啊，好叫你被高举，得着荣耀，因为你是配。但愿你的见证充满全地，好像水充满洋海一样。奉主耶稣的名，因为这是我最后一次在这里的讲话，